From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you news, information, and on this most important of days for Major League Baseball fans, we are proudly drug-free, performance-enhancing anyway, since 2007.
I know, we've had a lot of caffeine, but I'm not sure that really counts.
Right.
And George Mitchell will not be making a visit to the Bryant Park Project headquarters. Actually, he's been pretty busy writing up this report, interviewing hundreds of witnesses, spending millions of dollars to find out who's been naughty and who's been nice in Major League Baseball, shall we say, in the spirit of the holiday.
I don't usually get that excited about a report on something generally, but I have to say I'm kind of on tenterhooks about this. By the way, it's Thursday, December 13th, 2007. That's Allison Stewart. I'm Luke Burbank. Allie, what's on the show today?
Well, we're going to continue this discussion about performance-enhancing drugs and steroids in professional sports. We're going to talk to a former Olympic athlete who says, you know what? Just make them legal. It would take care of everything. He'll state his case coming up after the newscast.
Also, a friend of the BPP, Jared Sandberg from the Wall Street Journal, talks about his latest column about bosses who have hobbies and then inflict those hobbies upon their employees who are afraid to not become hobbyists.
I have a good story about that myself.
I think everybody does.
Also, this is the best way to waste time at your desk today at the office, we promise. There is a group of photographers who have ensconced themselves in Iowa and decided they just want to document what happens before the caucus. It's this amazing, amazing collection of photojournalism called The Stumping Grounds. The pictures, aside from telling stories and really giving you a sense of what's going on, they're beautiful. And we're going to talk to one of the photographers as well as put a link to the pictures on our blog.
We'll also go to Corva Coleman for today's headlines in just a moment. First, though, here is the BPP's big story. Well, it is a day of reckoning for Major League Baseball. At least 60 current and former Major League ballplayers are expected to be outed for using steroids and other drugs today in a report that's been 20 months in the making.
The so-called Mitchell Report is the culmination of an extensive investigation commissioned by Major League Baseball and led by former U.S. Senator George Mitchell. It reportedly names all-stars and MVPs and exposes a, quote, serious drug culture within baseball from top to bottom, according to one unnamed source who spoke to the Associated Press.
The report is also expected to come down hard on both the MLB Commissioner's Office and Players Union for failing to take sufficient action despite knowledge of a growing problem in the sport. That's according to both the AP and the New York Times. Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling has a similar expectation. Here's what he told Boston's sports radio station WEEI about the report yesterday.
I would imagine that there'll be a significantly large chunk of named players and that upper level management, Major League Baseball, will get a lot of the blame.
Mm. Will there be an oh my God player on this list, you think?
I think there'll be more than one.
The Players Union has largely refused to cooperate with the investigation, and only one current player, New York Yankee Jason Giambi, is known to have spoken to Mitchell, and he only spoke under pressure from Commissioner Bud Selig.
In addition to naming names and placing blame, the report is expected to offer a variety of recommendations, including increased drug testing of players by an independent body.
That is the BPP's big story. Coming up, we'll hear from a former Olympian who says the solution is simple. Make steroids legal for all athletes. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.